Kathy Cronlund here. This poem tells the true story of two Airedales, both named Jack. Jack the Airedale, who died in 1917, and Jack the Airedale puppy, who was born in 2023. They are told from an Airedale point of view. Jack the Airedale, 1917. Humans call us the king of terriers, for we are tall and known for our loyalty. But in my time, they didn't treat us like royalty. When we canines get into tussles, we use our teeth and our muscles, whereas humans have a knack for finding new ways to attack, sometimes in a pack, and to hurt one another. They have always invented clever ways of killing their sisters and brothers. In my day, the humans had learned to send small stones through the air to strike other humans they didn't like. They hurt each other with pointed metal sticks and sharp barbs on coiled wire. They dug deep, long holes in the mud and mire, deeper than any dog could dig, in which for a while they would remain before climbing over the top to fight again. Their winged machines fought battles in the air, which often ended in a fiery descent. They called these encounters dogfights, a term I heartily resent. They even found a way to fill the good air with poison so any creature taking a breath would suffer a painful death. I remember little of my life before I was acquired by Colonel Edwin Richardson. He claimed to admire Airedales, although we cut off our long, beautiful tails. He said we were notoriously hard to train. Well, that's always the refrain you hear about Airedales who use their brains. He said we are determined and single-minded when we know what to do. That's true. There's no stopping us once we've learned to accomplish a task. Our humans need only ask, and we'll carry it through. The British War Dogs Training School was Colonel Richardson's bailiwick, where many Airedales like me learned much more than standard dog tricks. Not just sit, heel, and stay. We learned to carry messages far away. We learned to find humans who were hurt lying wounded in the dirt. We carried medicine, bandages, and water to help these humans survive the slaughter. Carrier pigeons in their little pens rode on our backs again and again. We even wore masks like humans wear to help us breathe that poisoned air. When I had learned all I could, Colonel Richardson gave me to a pack of young male humans who were very out of their puppyhood. I became loyal to them, as an Airedale should. They walked in lines I ran behind. They called themselves the Sherwood Foresters, and they were mostly kind. Perhaps I helped to bring to mind dogs they had loved before they went to war. I went with the Sherwood Foresters to a place called France, where we advanced to a place called the front. That sounded good to me. What dog doesn't like to be in front? But, to be blunt, there was mud and blood and death all around, loud explosions and terrible sounds, deep, filthy trenches facing east, horrible conditions for humans and beasts. One awful day we were surrounded. Terror abounded, fear held sway. We needed help, which was far away. Since single-minded loyalty is an Airedale specialty, someone thought to call on me. They tied on my collar a desperate plea, a message begging assistance for me to carry through enemy lines against all resistance. Of course I was afraid, but I'd been well trained. My long legs carried me onward as the bullets rained. Those bullets ripped my back, smashed one paw, my jaw was shattered, but doing my job was all that mattered. I dragged myself to the headquarters station where I succumbed to the cruel devastation. At last, kind hands reached out to me, scratched my ears, smoothed my bleeding back, petted me, said, "Good dog, Jack." As Colonel Richardson said, and it's true, we Airedales are determined and single-minded. We do what we set out to do. The Sherwood Foresters lived to see another day. As for me, it was time to slip away, away from the filth, the suffering, the fear, the shadows parted. All was clear. My body was whole and free from pain. I seemed to be a puppy again, running through meadows, having fun, waving my beautiful tail in the sun. They called us the King of Terriers, but they didn't treat me like royalty. I gave my life for loyalty. They did give me a medal, whatever that might be. A cozy bed and a pat on the head would have meant much more to me. Perhaps someday another young Airedale can keep his elegant tail and enjoy the good things my life lacked. Perhaps someone will name him Jack. And now, Jack the Airedale Puppy, 2023. I'm an Airedale puppy, and Jack's my name. A noble heritage I can claim. From Washington by jet I came. I'm kinda wild and kinda tame. Running and leaping, that's my game. Singed my tail in the campfire flame. My legs are long and my tail is curvy. I roll in the grass, turning topsy-turvy. From nose to tail, I'm tan and black. Doug keeps me brushed from the front to the back. My ears hold over, they flip and flop. They flap in the wind when I run and hop. It's very true, I like to bark. That's just my way to make a remark. But barks don't work for all occasions. I have a wild range of vocalizations. Not just barks, but more impressive. And Airedale's speech is quite expressive. I like to make tunnels in the snow. I like to go where my humans go. I love to run, but when Doug blows his whistle, I come right back like a heat-seeking missile. When I was little, folks dropped their jaws when they saw the size of my great big paws. They were quite big, I must admit, but now I'm bigger and they seem to fit. I learned to open the cabin door, just pull the handle toward the floor. I ride in the Rover in the middle seat, keeping an eye as we cruise the street. The Rover's windows slide with ease. I slide those windows, go where I please. I love my treats and I love my kibble. I love fresh water, but I tend to dribble. I make a little mess when I take some sips. That water won't stay inside my lips. My puppy teeth were sharp as pins. I like to nibble on people's shins. Just my way of saying hello. Can't understand when they tell me no. My friends are patient right at all or rate. They keep on hoping the nibbles abate. It's sometimes hard to communicate. I'm smart, but it's hard to understand what humans mean when they issue commands. I have my own thoughts, my own opinions, but dogs are stuck in the human dominion. So I try to do what they want me to, and they give me treats when I finally do. I'm very young, but I try to be good, behaving the way an Airedale should. I'm loyal and good, but it sometimes means I still don't quite know what good means. Kathy told me, and it must be so, the tale of an Airedale long ago who saved his humans from a bad attack. I think she said his name was Jack.